Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello and welcome to the Best Football Show. I'm your host, Brian Baldinger. I'm here just about every day. We've been covering the draft nonstop. I'm sure everybody is still kind of digesting what happened. You can follow me at Baldy NFL on all the platforms, Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and Threads and X, all that stuff. Also on your free Odyssey app, download it, like it, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your enemies. Let everybody know about it, all right? Because we just had three of the most exciting days that any professional league can have in an offseason. We saw over 700,000 people watched the draft live in Detroit. It was a spectacle, absolutely phenomenal. The turnout, the enthusiasm, it was just great theater. So let's just talk a little bit about the draft, because there was a lot of very unique things about this draft. Obviously, six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks. So what's that all about? Well, I think it was chalk to start with. I think everybody thought Caleb would go to Chicago. Jaden Daniels would go to Washington, that Drake May would go to New England. And that's what happened. So then the question became, what's going to happen at four? Well, okay, Marvin Harrison Jr. The Arizona Cardinals needed a wide receiver. They had six of the first 90 picks. Let's just start getting solid picks. And that's exactly what Monty Osifort did with the Arizona Cardinals. And then another pivot point in this draft was, what was Jim Harbaugh you're going to do? Joe Horitz, the new general manager with the Chargers. What would they do? Would they change? Would they trade Justin Herbert the way some of the silly rumors were? Would they draft Malik Nabers? Like, what were they going to do? Well, it was never any doubt in my mind that Joe Alt was going to go to the Chargers with that pick. Jim Harbaugh recruited Joe Alt heavily out of Minnesota. His dad was raised there. His dad, John Alt, played with the Kansas City Chiefs for a decade or more. You know, he recruited him hard to Michigan. He didn't go. He went to Notre Dame. So he's kept recruiting him, and he got him finally. So then it was the Giants. And what would the Giants do? Would they get a quarterback? No, they wouldn't get a quarterback. No, they stayed true. They tried to move up. Couldn't do it, so they took Malik Nabers, their second favorite receiver after Larry Fitzgerald, and on and on and on. Tennessee, J.C. Latham, and then it came to the Atlanta Falcons at eight. And what would Arthur Blank and their group do in Atlanta? Well, I had a premonition on April 11th that the Falcons were going to take Michael Penix. I didn't know it was actually going to be at pick eight. I thought they might trade out of the pick and take Penix, but I knew they liked Penix. And it wasn't a waste of money on Kirk Cousins. They wanted Kirk Cousins to come and start and help them win a division. But I've known Arthur Blank a long time. I did the Falcon preseason games for years. I've been in his office. He has called me about a number of different things over the years. And I just know how Arthur thinks. You know, there was Michael Vick. at one point, and he was the franchise quarterback, and they had a great run with Michael Vick, and they went to the NFC Championship game. Couldn't win it. And then, you know, in 2008, they took Matt Ryan to go with Mike Smith, and they had a great decade with Matt Ryan. They went to a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan was the MVP of the league. They were highly competitive. They got him Julio Jones. They, you know, they built an offensive line. They had a great run. And so Arthur Blank and his group, they went and watched Michael Penix Jr. work out, and that was it. Like, they were convinced that this guy could be a Mike Vick, could be Matt Ryan, could be a guy that could get them to the playoffs annually. Could they do enough around him to win a Super Bowl the way Kansas City has? Who knows? But they were not coming out of this draft and not taking Penix. So on and on and on. And so then that triggers, you know, so now I'm here at the Jets today. You know, I was here last Thursday for the Jets, and they traded back a pick with Minnesota. Minnesota jumped up one spot so that they could get J.J. McCarthy. That was their guy. That's who they wanted. They got him. I don't think J.J. McCarthy needs to start. I think Sam Darnold is there. Jets take Olu Fashanu. They wanted to build the offensive line. They wanted to keep the trenches strong. Even after Aaron Rodgers is finished, they wanted this trenches to be a strength of this organization. So they took Olu. Chicago took, you know, with the ninth pick, they paired him with Caleb Williams. So on and on and on. And then you get to Denver at 12. So what would Denver do? They took Bo Penix. And I don't think they felt like Bo Penix was the 12th best player in the draft, but they needed a quarterback. And I just think Sean Payton said, look, I was there with, you know, pick 11 years ago in 2017 when Patrick Mahomes was on the board. And Kansas City jumped in front of us to take Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City's fortunes changed. The New Orleans Saints' fortune changed. In fact, Drew Brees was in the war room that day when the Kansas City Chiefs jumped him and took Patrick Mahomes. And really, it's not worth going into that story. Everybody knows that story. The reason why I said the story is because the Denver Broncos weren't going to take a star player at 12 and wait around for Bo Nix. You know, trade back into the second round, get him in the second round. They just weren't going to take that chance. They liked him. They drafted him. You just keep going. Las Vegas, Brock Bowers, you know, on and on and on. And you go, the first 14 picks of the draft were offensive players. Couple things about that. One, we knew going into this, every draft is different. We knew going into the draft, the strength of this draft was going to be quarterbacks at the top. It was going to be offensive tackles. It was going to be wide receivers. And that's what we saw. We saw quarterbacks, offensive tackles, and wide receivers go. The first defensive player was what I thought the best defensive player in the whole draft was, Laiatu Latu. All right. And Indianapolis is sitting there with pick 15. People said, okay, cornerback, all that kind of stuff. And so I think that in that situation, Indianapolis said, we're not passing on Latu. He's the best defensive player in this draft. We got to take him. And so they're going to pair him up with DeForest Buckner. They're going to pair him up with Grover Stewart, with Quiddy Pay. Like, we're going to build a championship-level defensive line. I thought Laiatu Latu was the best pass rusher, the best defensive lineman, the best defensive player. He's just ready. Like, his ability just to be slippery, defeat blocks, all that kind of stuff was second to none. I think he's going to have immediate success. I know there was a medical condition. You know, he was forced to basically step away from University of Washington, where he started his college career. And I think that that's been cleared up. He just played, you know, two straight years at UCLA. I don't know, 24 sacks. But it's not about the sacks or the tackle for losses or anything else. It's the way that he plays the game. My comp for him come at it was T.J. Watt. Similar size, probably faster than T.J. Watt. Might not bend as good as T.J., but his ability to defeat blocks, line up anywhere, drop into coverage, intercept passes, all the stuff that we see T.J. do. Now, look, T.J. is a unique player. He's had a phenomenal start to his career. He's been the defensive player of the year. It's hard to predict that at this point, but I think he's going to get on the field. He's going to start. I think I'd be surprised if he doesn't get double-digit sacks this year for Indianapolis. So that's the first defensive player taken. Yeah, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, like the guys, you know, came after him. That's fine. We didn't see any off-the-ball inside linebackers go in the first round. We saw the corners go. The Eagles had the first pick on the corner, and they took Quinyon Mitchell with the 22nd pick. Didn't have to move. Detroit traded up and took Terrion Arnold. You could debate which one was better, depending on who you talk to. But you can't argue the talent. Both long. Quinyon is faster. He breaks on the ball quicker. But Terrion Arnold was a complete corner. Like, his tackling was crisp. It was sharp. It was in the open field. The guy had a phenomenal season for Alabama. So there you go. Now, it also says not only were the first 14 picks offensive players, but it also says this is such an offensive league. And I know this, the saying says defense wins championships. And in big spots, it kind of does. But I saw Super Bowl recently, Philadelphia, New England, 41-33. I saw a Super Bowl, Kansas City, 38-35 over Philadelphia. I mean, you just see these Super Bowls that are shootouts right now. And so it's offense. It's all offense. It's offensive coaches. It's offensive minds. It's offensive players. Build your offensive line in the trenches. Offensive tackles, Tyler Guyton to Philadelphia. I mean, to Dallas. On and on and on. Pittsburgh, you know, Troy Fautanu, Zach Frazier, first two picks. So Dallas, first two picks. Tyler Guyton, Cooper Beebe. Teams are just building in the trenches, offensive and defensive lines. That's what wins. Now, can you find the quarterback? Can you find Mahomes? Can you find Brock Purdy? Wherever you find him, can you find your quarterback? Never stop building around him. Give him the best offensive line you could get. Get him weapons, protection. Get him a run game. And then get your defensive line. I'm here at the Jets. All the Jets did in free agency was stock their defensive front. They spent, you know, Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald IV, back-to-back first-round picks. Quinnen Williams, first-round pick. Javon, you know, you just look at all the guys that they've taken. Solly Thomas, first-round picks. They've got six first-round picks on their defensive front here in New York. So who killed it? Who killed it in the draft? Like, I mean, Pittsburgh, to me, had as good, if not the best, draft. Now, I don't like to give draft grades. I don't want to say one team was better than the others. But you look at Troy Fautanu and Zach Frazier. What that says is...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They started rebuilding the offensive line last year. They signed Isaac Seumalo in free agency. He played every snap for him last year. They jumped in front of the Jets, and they took Broderick Jones a year ago with the first pick. He ended up starting at right tackle, looking elite. They drafted Darnell Washington out of Georgia, a massive tight end. Now they finish it this year with Fautanu, all right, who's got tremendous feet, powerful punch, and then Zach Frazier, who I expect to go in there and start right away for the Steelers in the offensive line. So now you go, all right, Russell Wilson might play behind. As this line gels, he might be playing behind the best offensive line he's ever played behind. You look at Pittsburgh last year, there are three quarterbacks, okay, Pickett, Trubisky, Rudolph. They threw a total of 13 touchdown passes last year. Russell Wilson behind a pretty good offensive line in Denver, but not a very talented offense, threw 26 touchdown passes. Like, my minimum for Russell this year is to throw 30 touchdowns. That would put him up there in the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. I expect him to throw 30. And one of the guys he's going to throw to is Roman Wilson. I mean, Roman Wilson, you can draw all kinds of comps for him. You can say Tyler Lockett. Like, you know, this is an elite prospect. When things broke down in Michigan, J.J. McCarthy found Roman Wilson. He was a go-to guy at Michigan over the last 2 years. And then they drafted the best off-the-ball inside linebacker in Peyton Wilson. Like, to me, Steelers draft linebackers over the course of their history of 50 years right now as good as anybody in the history of this game. They know what linebackers look like, championship-level linebackers. I think Peyton Wilson, big medical issue with him, two torn ACLs, shoulder injuries, whatever. But when you just watch him play like he did at North Carolina State last year, the guy, he's 6'4", he's 238 pounds, he runs 4'4", he smacks everything that moves. He fills up the stat column. Like, he fills the stat page up. Like, phenomenal prospect. And then if you go, okay, Mason McCormick, you know, out of South Dakota State, he dominated that level of football. Logan Lee, state wrestling champion, Iowa. Iowa just knows how to build in the trenches. Like, he looks the part. I mean, it's a great draft. Now, you could say, you know, other teams. I thought, you could look at so many different teams right now. I mean, the Chargers got Joe Alt. They got Ladd McConkey. They got Junior Colson. I mean, those are three starters right there. You look at the Arizona Cardinals and what Monty Osafort is trying to do. Marvin Harrison, okay, built a building block. Darius Robinson, you know, a starting defensive end, defensive tackle. Max Melton has a chance to start at corner. Trey Benson is going to be the backup to James Conner. I mean, Tip Riman at tight end might have been the best blocking tight end in football. You know, 6'5", 270 pounds at Illinois. I thought he was the best blocking tight end. Dadrian Taylor Demerson was my best day three pick out of Texas Tech. I mean, you know, the Rams, I thought, with Jared Verse and Braden Fiske, back-to-back picks, guys played with each other this year, know each other. First time they've had a first-round pick, since Jared Goff in 2016. They go and get themselves a starting defensive, you know, end. And if you look at what they did last year, where they struck gold with Kobe Turner, Byron Young, those two guys last year, rookies in the third round, had a combined 17 sacks, played the game the right way. Aaron Donald really helped them. Like, how you practice, how you train, how you prepare, those guys learned. Now they will be the foundation of that defensive line room for Jared Verse and Braden Fiske. And anybody that watched Braden play at Florida State this year, his first year, only year at Florida State, and then you watch him in the Senior Bowl, you fell in love with the kid. Yeah, he's got tremendous movement. He doesn't stay blocked. I mean, they could have really rebuilt their defensive front into a very, very good defense front. You add in Darius Williams in free agency. The Rams rebuilt their offensive line last year. They go get themselves, you know, Blake Corum, you know, to go with Kyron Williams. Like, the Rams are back. Like, they didn't step away very long. Like, they're back competing, playoff team a year ago. So there's some. I mean, obviously the Eagles spent a lot of draft capital to go get, you know, Quinyon Mitchell, first cornerback taken, Cooper DeJean. I didn't talk to anybody in the pre-draft process that didn't have first-round grade on Cooper DeJean. A lot of versatility. I think Vic Fangio is going to really enjoy coaching him. And you could say Jalix Hunt out of Houston Baptist, or is it Houston Christian? I forget right now. Anyways, a third-round pick. So those are some of my draft teams I thought really crushed it, in addition to some of the trends that we saw in this draft. This has been the best football show. I really thank you for listening. Tell all your friends about it. Download it on your free Odyssey app. Come find me wherever you find your Baldy breakdowns. I'm out there breaking down the Jets draft picks here today for the New York Jets, and I'll be doing a bunch of them the rest of the week. So thanks for joining me. Look forward to talking to you real soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.